El Gato Montes, the wild cat, has been part of singer Plácido Domingo's life since he was a kid.
And this is an opera that my parents used to sing.
Domingo is now 79. He was born in Spain and grew up with a genre of Spanish opera called zarzuela that combines elements of theater, folk music, and dance. This month, Domingo is performing in El Gato Montes with the LA Opera, as Stephen Cuevas reports.
It's been 25 years since Plácido Domingo last performed El Gato here, though he's lived with the music his whole life. At age 17, he starred as the young, lovelorn bullfighter Rafael, a role he reprised in this 1992 recording. Toma esta caña de manzanilla. Relaxing on a dressing room couch after a costume fitting at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles, Domingo reflects on the last time he performed in El Gato. He was a tenor then. A decade ago, Domingo moved to baritone, a lower register and a better fit for a still powerful but aging voice. For the first time, he'll perform the baritone role of the outlaw Juanillo, the eponymous El Gato himself.
I enjoyed very much the bullfighter, because the bullfighter, in a way, he has more to sing. But I think the part of the outlaw really ends at very, very touching.
With echoes of Puccini's Tosca, El Gato Montes tells the story of a fiery but doomed love triangle between a gypsy girl named Soleá and Rafael, the young apprentice bullfighter. But the true object of Soleá's desire isn't Rafael. It's El Gato, the fugitive, hiding out in the mountains after killing a man.
And we are doing a change in the opera. The character Soleá, she died in the original. Here, he takes her alive, and then, at the end, oh, maybe I don't tell you the end. maybe I shouldn't tell you the end. Let's make a mystery. But what I can say is then she leaves to sing in the third act gorgeous music with the outlaw.
At an evening dress rehearsal just days before opening night, Domingo and soprano Ana Maria Martinez deliver a moving, if bloody, close to Act 3.
I want the people to know this opera. The Hispanic public is growing, and so they want to hear something in Spanish.
Evidence of that can be heard every Wednesday night in the largely Latino neighborhood of Boyle Heights, near downtown Los Angeles, where zarzuela is taught and performed via the Zarzuela Project. It's drawn everyone from a Vietnam veteran there for his therapy to aspiring millennial singers. With a public performance just around the corner, the group of amateur singers rehearses the classic early 20th century zarzuela aria, Te Quiero Moreno, I Love You, Brown Girl.
Zarzuela music is being kept alive with the Zarzuela Project. Many of our spectators are hearing zarzuela for the first time.
The project is a partnership led by musician Richard Mata and his community-based mariachi conservancy with help from LA Opera and Plácido Domingo.
I feel that it's important for Plácido Domingo to continue that, especially since it's very dear to him. And I feel that this project is doing exactly that. Here in Los Angeles, where there's like so saturated with all these different styles and genres.
I really want to show to the world, wherever I have concerts and so on, what is the music that my parents used to sing and the music that I hear for the first time. Actually, I hear it from my mother when she was expecting me.
Last month, Plácido Domingo celebrated his 4,000th opera performance. Though he has no intention of retiring from the stage just yet, he does acknowledge that at 78, there are only so many performances left. This run of El Gato Montes could be one of the last times audiences have a chance to see him perform the music that launched his career over 60 years ago.
I have an international career of more than half century. So it means that they want me, and I will be the first one to say, that's it. I won't allow people to say it, oh, Placido, stop. Some people say it, you know, because, I mean, you cannot please everybody.
The singing performances may indeed end soon, but Domingo is determined to keep conducting, mentoring young artists, and spreading the gospel of opera and zarzuela, remaining true to a favorite motto in recent years, if I rest, I rust. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.